Hi, and welcome to day 23 of the 30-day Overcoming Call Reluctance coaching system. This is Nancy, which I'm sure you know. So I wanted to walk you through the manual for today, at least through number one, where it says, take 1 minute and visualize your ideal day or week. Write down what you will be doing and how you will spend your time. Now, when I've asked people to do this in the past, a lot of times what they'll write is everything they would do if they were on vacation. So right away they would sleep in, maybe they'd wake up by the water, you know, they'd fish all day or whatever it is that, you know, they like to do. And that's fine because it's nice to dream of, you know, those relaxing days too. But I'd also like you to write down your ideal work day. Because if you've found your passion, if you're working in your mission, then sometimes you can't even imagine retirement. I know it sounds crazy, but when you really find what it is you're supposed to be doing, I heard a quote once that says, your vocation becomes your vacation because you love it so much. So think about your ideal work day. And when I was doing this exercise a few years ago, I couldn't come up with one perfect day because I wanted every day to be different because I like variety. So I actually extended it and did what my ideal week would look like. And my week included time for me to learn, time for me to teach others, some time for writing, time for speaking, definitely built in exercise or something outdoors every day. I built in some time for meditation. And I really designed the ideal week, and I, you know, decided how many hours I wanted to work and what hours I wanted to work. And the very, very important thing to this is create some buffer time. So if you jam-pack your week with activity, you know as well as I do that things happen, things come up, and we can't always stick to a schedule. So I've created the way my week works is Monday mornings from 9 to noon. And Friday afternoons, or actually Friday mornings, are buffer time for me. So from 9 to noon on Mondays, unless I absolutely have to, I rarely will book any kind of appointment or phone call or conference call. I keep that window open for basically anything that spilled over from the week before, any catching up I need to do, any organizing I need to do for the week ahead. It just really sets my Monday or my week off, you know, on a great foundation because I'm not stressed from the word go. And then Friday mornings from 9 to noon, I do the same thing. I use it as a cleanup, kind of a spillover morning where anything that didn't get done throughout the week is something I'll finish up on Friday morning. At noon on Friday, for the most part, I tend to check out. That's the end of my week. And I tend to go to lunch with a girlfriend, or go get a massage or do something outdoors. Basically, it's just, you know, wind down before the official end of the week and everybody else is off at 5 p.m. I typically do work Sundays, which people find strange, but that just works for me. So it works for me to work Sunday for 5 or 6 hours on a project. It's quiet, no emails to answer, no phones to answer. And then again, you know, my buffer time Monday morning, I work through Friday morning, and then I'm off Friday afternoon. So that's what works for me. What this exercise is about is really designing what it is that would work for you. So feel free to take some of my ideas, but really this is as individual as we are. So whatever your ideal week looks like. Then you want to, again, bring up your short-term goal, write it down so that it's in front of you, and then pick a call or activity that's getting you closer to your short-term goal. At this point, we're at day 23 in the program, so you should have had a lot of practice at this point picking activities that challenged you, that were a little bit frightening, and hopefully you've been able to use the tools and work through that fear so that you could, you know, push through and make the call and see the results. So if you have any challenges, though, please feel free to give Chris and I a call or email us. We've been doing accountability calls and touching base with you, but just make sure that you're reaching out to us if you need the help. Okay, end of day 23. I'll see you tomorrow.